And again, we appreciate the good message of this afternoon, and truly it is a blessing to see those things again and the truth that's there. And I hope that the Lord will give me grace to even tie some of those thoughts together with the thoughts that's on my mind. And I want to begin reading in Joshua chapter 1 and verse number 6. Joshua 1 and 6. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Well, the message I want to talk to you about this afternoon is according to. And he uses those two words twice here. In verse number 7, he says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. And then as we look on down, he says in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. According to, which means to be in harmony with and following God's word and not adding to it nor taking away. This word is used 715 verses. Now I'm only going to use 525. And the word's used 793 times. But I'm just going to hit some of them. To be in harmony with. And when we see that we want to do things according to, as Brother Dan has already brought us, that the church at Antioch was doing things according to God's word. Not adding to or taking away, but doing what God's word says. Now I'm going to hit some verses and just go right along, because I've got 524 to go. Genesis 6:22 says, thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. Noah did according to what God's word. He didn't add to, he didn't take away. He built this great big box that would store animals to float on the flooded water and protect them. And it took him a lot of years to do it and a lot of manpower behind it, but he did it according to God's word. You know, we read this morning that God had given Moses the directions on how to build the temple. And as we read those scriptures this morning here at Union, the detail of the curtains and the latches and everything that was on that. And they did it how? According to God's word. In Genesis 7, it says again, and Noah did according to all that God commanded him. So we see that he did it before, during, and after. Now, was he perfect in all of that? No, he was a sinner. Well, why didn't God get somebody better? Well, there wasn't nobody better. Why? Because we're all sinners. Did Noah have good success? I think so. That's right. We're here today because he had good success. Why? Because him, his wife, his three sons, and their wives were saved by the ark. And they took heed to the warning. Why? Because there was an impending flood coming. Are we ready to build an ark if need be? Do you take heed to the storm sirens when they go off? Why does those storm sirens go off? Well, there's impending danger coming. Do we do according to that siren? Sometimes. And other times, well, it's just going to go around us. Well, sometimes we need to take warning to that's coming. Exodus 40 and 16 says, thus did Moses, according to all the Lord commanded him, so did he. In harmony with God's word. Now, Noah and Moses and Elijah is one I want to go to next. They all got verbal communication from God. Now, I don't know if I've ever really got verbal communication when God spoke to me. But I've got plenty of verbal communication from God from 66 inspired words. And the gospel being preached just like it was when Brother Dan preached, because he preached in harmony and according to God's word. Is our preaching always perfect? Well, no. Why? Because unperfect people preach. But Elijah, in 1 Kings, you can turn over there, we're going to read several verses here. In 1 Kings 17 and 1 says, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was in the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. That's pretty strong language that a prophet said, it's not going to rain according to me. Well, he knew where the rain was going to come from. It wasn't going to be according to him. I mean, it wasn't going to be because of him, but it was going to be according to God. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence. Storm sirens going off. God's saying, all right, Elijah, get out of town. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook that I have commanded thee, ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according unto the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And these blackbirds came and fed him.
Yep.
I preached this one time. Deborah told me, she said, I just don't know if I'd like to have them ravens come and feed me. I believe if I was going to, and I just asked her, I said, well, what kind of bird would you want to feed you? And you know what bird she told me? She wanted a hummingbird. But we wouldn't pick a raven to feed us. I mean, you look at what raven, they're just about like buzzards. Whew. But that, he did that was according to God's word, and he went there, and these blackbirds brought him food. He had water from the stream. He had food because he left that place in harmony with what God said. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening. He drank of the brook, and it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Why? According to his word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth unto Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And he rose and went to Zarephath, to the gate of the city. Behold, the widow woman was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in the vessel that I may drink. And she was going to fetch it. He called unto her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake. I mean, she wasn't lying. I mean, she's saying, look what we got. We ain't got it. I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah. Why? Because Elijah was doing according to what God said. And isn't that what Brother Dan just preached to us? That you're to follow your pastor as he is following the Lord. According to God's word. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. I picture this over in my mind. I like to read things like this. Mm-hmm. And I animate it in my mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that barrel, that cruise in that barrel of meal or flour or whatever it was, but I think of my mama's little canister that she always kept her flour in. She had one particular canister that she kept her flour in, and she had an old teacup. I don't tell you how many, and every time she'd go in there and make her biscuit, she'd take that teacup out and pour it in her sifter. But this woman right here, every time she went into that canister to dip out more flour, it was always slap full. And if she used all the way down to the bottom, next time she reached in there, guess what? It's full again. And her cruse of oil was the same way. Never run out. Why? Because she was doing according to the word of Elijah. Now another famous woman is in Luke chapter number 1, verse number 26. Y'all remember a little maid called Mary. Verse number 26, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. The house of David, the virgin's name was Mary, and the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored of the Lord, and the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. For when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now, all right, let's animate this one with ourselves. Now, here's this woman, and she's getting ready to get married. Then all of a sudden, something comes to her and says, all of this, and says, you've been chosen by God. Why, you're highly favored, and you're going to be a special woman. And then he reassures her, says, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. I can just imagine. I don't believe she quit trembling right then. But he's calming her down, saying, Fear not. I'm with you. And then we go through the story, and his name's going to be Jesus. He's going to be the Son of the Highest. He's going to have the throne of David. He's going to reign over. The scepter shall pass from one king to another till what? Till Shiloh come. And guess what? Shiloh's there. Soon as Mary conceived of God, Shiloh was there. And the scepter wasn't going to pass any further anymore. And then he tells how that it's going to happen. And then he says, your cousin Elizabeth, which is old, she's already 6 months with child. And with God, nothing shall be impossible. Now you know your cousin. You know how old she was. She's past childbearing. And she's with child. But she was with child naturally. Her and her husband came together as husband and wife, and she conceived. But you're going to be different. Because the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow you. And you're going to be with child because of God. And then we come on down as we see these things in verse number 38. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Whose word? The angel. But who's the angel bringing the message from? From God. And the angel departed from her. God, I'm going to do according just what this angel instructed me to do. And then we just go on, and I'm not going to get to 525 of them, but I'm just going to hit them and close out. And some of the really, I say famous verses, but the ones that we're really, really familiar with. In Romans 8:27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Holy Spirit God does things according to Holy Spirit God. Holy Spirit God will make intercessions for us according to God the Father. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God has a purpose. God is talking about this of His people, and He's saying that the Holy Spirit make His intercessions according to God, and these things right here that He's going to be talking about, on whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. He's talking to individuals on how that we have our eternal salvation, and it's according to His purpose. And then in Romans chapter number 9 and verse number 11 says, "For the children not being yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand in harmony with God, that He would choose a people according to His own will. Not of works, but of Him that calleth." We see in these verses the Trinity, the Godhead. I like to use Godhead because that's a Bible description of the three in one God. But we see that the Holy Spirit makes intercession. God the Father chooses. And God the Son regenerates us. But before He did that, He died for us. And He did that before His death, and He's doing it after His death. Just like He did before His death, it's just like after His death. And y'all know what I'm talking about. Some people get that all mixed up. But you know what? When we find out how God saves one person in regeneration by the Holy Spirit, we'll find out, hey, He does it to everybody. Because it's not any different. And when somebody comes up to me and says, "Well, what's the difference between the primitive Baptists and my kind of Baptists?" Whatever kind of Baptists they are. I say, we believe in immediate Holy Spirit regeneration by God. And they'll think about it. And that's it. We believe in immediate Holy Spirit regeneration. Why? Because but of Him that calleth. 1 Corinthians 15, you know, we go through those things, but we see that the Apostle Paul in verse number 4, he says, "And that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day, according to the Scripture." What Scripture is he talking about? The Old Testament? The Old Testament said how it was going to be. I mean, they said he was going to be persecuted. He was going to be, his clothes was going to be ripped off and everything, and his visage was going to be marred more than any man. I mean, it was in specific detail that a virgin was going to conceive. Isaiah told us about that. Isaiah in 53 tells us exactly the details of what was going to happen. And it was according to the Scripture that he was going to be resurrected from the dead, according to the Scripture. But then if we get into it, Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 2, especially Ephesians 2, is everything according to, in harmony with God's Word. But we see all of these things that's according. In Ephesians 1 and 4, according as He hath chosen us in Him. In harmony with the Scripture, He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will. To the praise of the glory of His grace wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. And we just keep on going through these things. And in verse number 9, that he hath purposed in Himself. Well, let's back up. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. See, everything of redeeming a people is in harmony with God. It's not in harmony with man. Because, see, when we're not born again of Holy Spirit God, we're not in harmony with God. We're not anything according to God except being dead in trespasses and in sin. And He worketh those things. And He just go through each verse. And we go down even into chapter number 2 says, wherein in time past ye walked, how? According to the course of this world. So, see, before Holy Spirit regeneration, we walked in harmony with this world. Yep. To the course of this world, according and in harmony with the prince of the power of the air. The Spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had all of our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Chapter 3, verse number 7, it says, wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of His power. That's what Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 and number 2, that he said that he would take men that were sinners and call them and anoint them with the Holy Spirit to bring the gospel. According to the gift of God. Now, I don't think I've come across any preacher that's really a God-called preacher that would say, this is just what I want. Because, like most of us, we tried to run from it a while before we finally had to say, whoa. But I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God. Unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints, is given grace that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I mean, He had it purposed in even the church. And how that the Apostle Paul was going to bring the manifold wisdom of God to the church. And it was according to God, the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ. When He says to Christ, if we kind of animate that, I kind of had that God the Father said to God the Son, I'm giving you this group of people. They're mine, now they're yours, and you're going to redeem them. Peter says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God. I mean, this just keeps on going. But it's in harmony with God. Our worship, what we're doing here this afternoon, this morning, next Sunday, Wednesday nights, Tuesday nights, whenever, that our worship ought to be according to God's word. In harmony with God's word. We've got it written out. He says, don't add to it. Don't take away from God's word. Just do it according to God's word. And when we do it according to God's word, things work out. Now, there's a lot of those times where according is talked about where people didn't do it according to God's word. And there was a man named Saul that was king one time that was anointed by God that lost his anointing because he didn't do things according to God's word. May the Lord bless you. Amen.